Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
Spirituality.
You got a question for RL?
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, happiness specialist and inner peace practitioner, Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you, and welcome to the show. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Woo! What do we do? Who is she? Well, happiness specialist. What the hell? Never heard of her. Well, what I share on this show and what I've been sharing on this show for the last, I don't know, it must be 11, 12 years now, is how to experience more happiness when on the journey. My favorite quote, I usually say it at the end of the show, but my favorite quote from Abraham from Esther Hicks is, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. And is it possible? I don't know about you, but I was programmed to believe that if something that I didn't want or something that I didn't like happened, well, guess what? My happiness level slipped. My happiness went down. I was subject to what happened to me. I was subject to external forces. And when I've said this probably a thousand times, maybe even more. When I was younger, I only asked for two things. You know, when you make a wish or you blow out the candles in your birthday cake and you make a wish, and I always asked for the same two things. I wanted to live to my potential. And I wanted to be happy. And so this life pursuit, this life of searching for happiness has taken me, woo-wee, on so many roads, back roads, up, down. And finally, there is a formula for happiness. Happiness is a practiced skill. Happiness is a practiced skill. And if I can do it, you can do it. And the more you practice, of course, like any other skill, from writing to speaking to being a doctor to being an athlete to being a chef, a cabinetry maker, it doesn't matter. When I say skill, it is a practice skill. So anyone can do it once you commit, once you make happiness a priority. Let me give you my definition of happiness, because happiness, the word just gets a bad rap. Ooh, happy. You want to be happy. Ooh, what else do you want to do? Well, come on, that can't be it. Happy. Woo! It's so funny that my definition of happiness, so just close your eyes, indulge me for a second. You're in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. You're in a rowboat all by yourself. You're standing in the rowboat. And the waves are blowing, and the wind is blowing, and the waves are rising, and your rowboat is being tossed here and there. But you're standing in that rowboat, and you are at peace. You are peaceful. It doesn't matter the storm that comes. Your energy and your vibration is that of peace. And when I say happiness, it's the same. For me, the words are interchangeable. Peace, contentment, that vibration of satisfaction, that vibration where your shoulders are down, you are relaxed. That is my definition of happiness. Let me sum it up. My definition is the ability to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. That is my definition of happiness. And so the words really don't matter. It's a vibration. It's an energy. And you can feel the difference. You can feel when you're anxious. You can feel when you're annoyed, sad, angry, mad, resentful. You can feel all those emotions. I'm talking about that the emotions. You can feel all those vibrations. You can feel all that energy. I'm talking about that peaceful energy. That energy, you know, when I talk about peace, I like to give the analogy of the bottom of the ocean. There are no storms at the bottom of the ocean. It's peaceful. It's quiet. Maybe a lot of stuff going on the surface, but at the bottom of the ocean is peace, and that's what I'm talking about. That's where you live. That's where I live, at the bottom of the ocean. You got to go deep to get to the bottom. But the truth is, you have to want to. You have to commit. You have to prioritize if you think it's important. There are a lot of people that don't think that happiness is number one. I get it. But what I love to cite, and I've been citing it for the last few months now, is there was a study, you can Google it, there's a study done by a hospice nurse. So there's this woman that is taking care of patients that are dying. They are dying. They have 2 weeks to live, 2 months to live, 6 months to live. If you listen, you know I just lost two of my friends. The doctors gave them 6 months to live, probably within a month of each other, and now they're both dead. Both of my friends here in Oregon, they're done. And I love talking. Well, one of them was really angry, so it wasn't easy to get information. But there was one of them, and she the insights that she gave about life and what she thought were important. But let me get back to the study. It's so real. It's so honest. It's so truthful. Real truth. So people that are dying, Bonnie Ware, B-R-O-N-N-I-E, Ware, W-A-R-E, did a study, and actually I think she wrote a book too. It's called The Five Regrets of the Dying. I mean, if that doesn't grab you, The Five Regrets of the Dying. And one of their regrets, out of five, was I wish I was happier. I'm sold. I've been sold for a long time. It doesn't matter. Life is going to give you ups and downs around the corner. But if I can navigate through all of it and have a peaceful energy, that's what I'm signed up for. So let me ask you these questions. How important, on a scale from 1 to 10, how important is happiness in your life? Have you thought about it? What on the scale of 1 to 10, how important? And if you say 10, where's the evidence of that? Because a lot of people, when I say you want to be happier, yeah, raise their hand. Yes, of course. Who doesn't want to be happier? Yes. But are you committed? Are you doing the behaviors? Are you practicing the behaviors that add to happiness and eliminating the behaviors that subtract? Because when I say happiness is a practice, it's like any other skill. The more you commit to the practice, and it is daily, it is constant, you never get a break, the better the results. So my question to you is, are you ready to prioritize happiness over everything else? Everything else, I promise you, will fall into place. What's wrong with this world? What's wrong with it? What are the problems in this modern world? Is it poverty? Is it disease? Is it hunger? Overpopulation? Global warming? Religion? COVID? Animal rights? What's the biggest challenge this world faces? I mean, we can name hundreds of them. And I say it's unhappy people. I say the biggest challenge is people that are unhappy, people that are not at peace with who they are or with this world. The people that are looking at someone else and finding fault and judging and wanting to control someone else or control the outcome. That's what I think is number one. Who's with me? Hello? 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 Anybody out there? Who's with me? The biggest problem on this planet is unhappy people. I'm going to stick with that. So on a scale from 1 to 10, how important is happiness in your life? And only you can answer that question. I mean, the older we get, the more is realized that it's not about the accomplishments, it's not about the title, it's not about the legacy, it's not about any of that stuff. It's how much peace you feel throughout the day. It's how much peace you feel. When I say feel, I'm talking about an energy, your energy. What is your energy? Is it frantic? Is it impatient? Is it quick to anger? Is it controlling? What, you know, only you can answer that. What or who is subtracting from your happiness today? And if you name anything outside of self, guess what? That's not true. It's just not true. If you name anything outside of that person in the mirror, it is just not the truth. I know we were all programmed to think that it's out there, that is this, that what's going on in the world is making me unhappy, making me anxious, but I'm here to tell you that's a program, and we're going to talk about that. And I always talk about programming. So are you as happy when you're faced with life's challenges? It's either a yes or no. Can other people hurt your feelings? Can other people offend you? Can other people disappoint you? Do you blame other people for how you feel? Do you blame your circumstances for how you feel? If you answered yes to any of those, you're at the right place. You're listening to the right show. Woo! What a great beginning. I'm shot out of a cannon every Sunday morning because I love sharing and talking about this topic. What else is there when you're on your deathbed? What else is there? What else is there? And I also want to say that another example, it's funny, you've all heard of, and I've said this before, you've heard of the bucket list that was made famous by he's a billionaire now, and in 1993 or 96, he survived a plane crash and wrote 101 things he wanted to do before he died. Well, guess what? I looked at that list. And not one thing on that list contributes to happiness, contributes to peace. Not one thing. Oh, it's going to keep him busy. It's a lot of doing, a lot of doing, but nothing is going to satisfy. There's nothing on that list that adds to peace. And when I say adds, I'm talking about something that stays with you. You know, there's a difference between eating junk food, potato chips, and having something of substance. And when I talk about a bucket list, I'm talking about of substance. So what would be my bucket list? What a great question. I'm glad I asked myself. What would be on my bucket list? Well, one of the things is, how do I experience more peace through the struggles? And that's the topic today, the struggle of life. What do you do in the middle of the storm? Is there something to do? What do you practice in the middle of the storm? And when I say in the middle of the storm, let me share a story. This is my best friend. And listen, we all have our individual journey, and it's unique. We are as different as our fingerprints. How the universe, and I use the term universe, some people say source, spirit, higher power. I use the term universe as just my personal preference. In the same way, you want to say God, source, energy, spirit, higher power, whatever. I use the term universe. So when the universe customizes this journey to each and every one of us, giving each and every individual exactly what they need, exactly when they need it. You are never, ever without what you need. I know the ego will say, well, I don't have fill in the blank. You are never without what you need. And what I discovered is on my journey is what I, if I'm asking for more growth and I'm asking for more peace and contentment, and the universe is just throwing things in my lap just so I can get to that, achieve that. But the problem, the problem comes from, who's with me out there? This growth thing is no joke. Growth is about stretching, expanding, and it is as uncomfortable as hell. No thank you. Don't want it. That again, universe? Really? But it's with that limited perspective. It's with that limited, what I'm talking about myself, looking at it with a limited way, because the universe gave me an assignment this week. I don't know what's been going on, but since the beginning, the last couple of weeks in September until today, it has been a constant, struggle after struggle after struggle. And I'm asking, what's going on? I mean, I usually have some nice times in between the struggles, but it's like a rapid fire. You're watching the World Series. I like the World Series. I like baseball at the end of the season, the playoffs. That's the only time I watch baseball. So it's the World Series now. But it's like getting batting practice and getting all these fastballs thrown at you. Bam, bam, another fastball, a curveball. Constant. It's been constant for almost 2 months, including getting COVID. Thank you, universe. Thank you, question mark. And that's what I discovered, and that's what the universe told me. They said, listen, you want to be a happiness specialist, inner peace practitioner, that's what you want, right? That's what you're tied, that's what you're calling yourself, right? Well, here, how about this? Woo! Fastball after fastball. So not only COVID, this is the latest. This is just this week. My phone, it's an iPhone, it's an old iPhone, it's an iPhone 11. And for the last maybe month, people, when they call me, not a lot of people call me, they can't hear me. So it's something with the microphone, you know, you call Apple support. And this is part of the challenge, this is part of the struggle. You know what happens when you don't have your phone. I mean, I got everything in there from my calendar, to my notes, every direction, passwords, everything's in that goddamn phone, right? Oh, right. Yes, right. And so now something's wrong with the phone. The phone is defective. I've called Apple customer service, and of course, they can't diagnose it over the phone. I'm in a really, really small town. There is no Apple technician for at least an hour and a half away. An hour and a half, hour, 15 minutes. That's the drive I have to make if I want to go to an Apple store. And it's not even an Apple store. It's an Apple affiliate store. Anywho, I drive all the way, this was Monday, drive all the way, an hour and 15 minutes to the Apple store to get a diagnostic test. And sure enough, guess what? The microphone is defective, it's not working. Try cleaning it. Cleaning it. Tried it. I said, you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to get a new phone. I'll get a brand new 13. I know this is a personal story, but this is reality spirituality. Go to Costco the next day, brand new phone, and guess what? The 13s just aren't even made as well as the 11s, in my humble opinion. The screen is smaller. and there were so many technical issues, and I returned the new phone, the 13, the next day. And I said, you know what, I'll just go and purchase a iPhone 11, get an older phone, just like the one I have. My point is, there was maybe an afternoon I spent 3 hours in the AT&T store. I spent 2 hours, maybe an hour and a half in the Costco store. It was a lot of time taken up for a phone. And my ego was going crazy and rampant with, oh, God, impatience. I just want a phone that works. And the universe hit me with, and they loved to just shake me up, hit me with, don't you realize that everything that you're going through, and then of course the ego throws in, wasting time. You know, it's always a story. The ego always has some bad news story. You're wasting time. The phone is too important. Why are you so attached to the phone? On and on, just bad story after negative story. Not to mention the customer service in the AT&T store, not to mention the wait, customer service, and then someone that was just in training. Don't get me started. Don't bring me back to yesterday. I practice in every moment. I practice in every moment. I'm the one up here asking for more peace, more consciousness, more awareness, just to experience more peace. I'm the one doing that every single day. And guess what? For some reason, the universe said, this is, the issue is not what you think is happening. The issue is lack of trust, lack of patience, lack of surrendering to the moment, and thinking and putting a judgment on the moment, putting a negative judgment on the moment. You know what we would like you to do, Rebecca, now? You know what your assignment is? From all of the struggles, is just to say thank you. In fact, the worse you feel, it's really, and again, identifying with the ego, because it's not even who you are, but witnessing the ego feeling bad and witnessing the ego saying that there's a problem, that the worst that the ego feels, that the worst that you feel, I want you to do something else. I want you to throw out a thank you. Instead of the looking at, focusing on, thinking that something's wrong, especially when that feeling, you know, that feeling of being challenged, can you throw out a thank you? Can you throw out a thank you of being anxious, a thank you of feeling bad, a thank you of feeling wasting time, a thank you of impatience? Can you just start saying thank you for all of it? Because the truth is that these opportunities, these times of struggle, it may feel real, it may feel uncomfortable, it may feel like you want to resist it, or not feel like it, you do resist it, I do resist it. But that feeling, that uncomfortable is really, and I can't stress this enough, is an opportunity. Can you imagine if you were 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 and you were taught that any time you felt uncomfortable, that any time you felt struggle, that any time you were wanting this moment to be different, that it's really a blessing, that to cling to those blessings, to say thank you for those blessings, to embrace those blessings, to hug those blessings. Can you imagine what your life would be like if all of the struggles felt like blessings? I got this from Guy Finley yesterday, and I love it. He said, what's in your way in the moment is part of your way. I love that. I had to write it down. Thank you, Guy Finley. What's in your way is part of your way. Struggle, I'm just talking about myself, the struggle of whether it's a phone, whether it's health, whether it's, listen, you know what else happened? You know what else happened? This was in a week. I posted this was about 3 weeks ago. The plumbing got backed up. The bathroom flooded. I had every towel in the house was on the bathroom floor, flooded, not only flooded with water, flooded with sewage. So what's the problem? The issue is the plumber had to come and dig. This guy dug a hole so deep in the front yard, you could lay a body in it. It was over 3 feet deep. Throw that in with the phone, just throw it all in. Thanks for the overflow, universe. Thanks for the extra. Thanks for the icing on the cake. Can you imagine having a perspective of even excited about those moments, those struggles, those challenging moments, being excited? Wow. Because with each one of those moments underneath it all, each one of those moments brings more peace. See, my struggle was looking at experiencing all of the issues is with the person that has the ego that says something's wrong. I mean, enough challenges is enough. But if I'm claiming to be an inner peace practitioner, if I'm claiming to be a happiness specialist, I guess it's not enough. Give me whatever, throw me whatever you need to throw at me. Give me whatever you need to give me. Because if I can feel, if I can get to a place where I even have maybe a half an inch more, a quarter inch more of peace, worth it. I'm talking about things money cannot buy. I'm talking about what no one can buy, but what you can experience. I'm not talking about, don't tell me about visualizing. No, I want to be able to move, navigate, walk through, experience all of life with a peaceful, peaceful heart vibration energy. I'm not going to get excited if something happens. I'm not going to get excited if something doesn't happen. When I say that, it means, I don't mean that, when I say that, these external things, these moments of being excited and attaching the moment of excitement or disappointment to a story, how about this? How about just flowing with whatever you're feeling, flowing with whatever you're experiencing without a story attached? And that's part of having another perspective. Because now I got a story about the phone. Now I got a story about the customer service. Now I have a story about being patient. No. Life is an experience without judgment. Let me share. This hurt me. My best friend, and he's got his personalized journey, personalized challenges. You know, what's a carrot for one is not a carrot for another. The universe knows exactly what my carrots are, what I'm going to jump at, what am I going to latch on to, at least who I used to be, what I used to latch on to, and that is the shift. Who you used to be, what you used to think important, what you used to think was important, guess what? The more you grow, the less importance any of that is, because growth is change. You can't grow without changing and letting go. I've given this example. It's like overpacking for a trip, and all of a sudden when you grow, you let go of one suitcase, you let go of another suitcase, you let go of another suitcase. Growth is getting to a point where you travel light. You might not even have a suitcase. You might just trust and know and believe that wherever you are going to have exactly what you need. You don't need to pack shit. You're going to have exactly what you need. Let me tell you this story. This is unbelievable. My best friend, he's got his challenge, and one of it is being the story of being an unlucky, never get a break type story going on. I'm unlucky. Nothing good happens. It's just on and on and on, and it's all authored by the ego. Listen to this. He gets a letter or gets contacted, saying that he has some inheritance. His brother died a couple of years ago, maybe a year and a half ago. And his brother was military. He had a little bit of pension, had a little bit of military money. He had a little bit. I think it was maybe, I don't know, $10,000, $15,000. We never really talk about money, but it was a little chunk of change. And he says, wow, that was, you know, huh. Gee, maybe I'm not so unlucky. Maybe I was wrong all these 55 years. And come to find out, yes, and his brother died in Texas. So the rules are a lot different. The law is the rules. The law is a lot different. The probate is a lot different in Texas. So he contacted the whoever he needed to contact, and then there was an attorney assigned to the case because his brother died without a will and they had to go through probate. Well, here you go. My best friend had two stepbrothers. Now, these two men were not around when at all. They were brothers by another mother. They were distant, not even. They were family only by blood, half brothers. Well, guess what? It hurts me to even tell this story. Guess what? So when the probate attorney in Texas, she says, well, I got to do a search for any relatives because you can't, even though you were his full blood brother, in Texas, everybody has to be found. Everybody has to be looked up. Everybody has to at least have some input if you're related, if you even had a drop of the same blood. That's Texas law. So the two of his stepbrothers were contacted, and these stepbrothers hadn't even had a conversation with the brother for maybe the decades, 40 decades, 50 decades, not 50 decades, 4 decades. Lord have mercy, 4 decades. Not 40 decades, 5 decades, 40 years, 50 years. And guess what the attorney says? She says, well, you're going to have to divide all of this by three. There's going to be three of you because they are related. They were related to your brother, even though they were half-brothers. Okay, fine. Divide it by three. Say it's $10,000 divided by three. Okay. Then you get into even more of the probate law, Texas law. Listen to this. The attorney that's on the probate case has to get paid, and her fees are coming out of my best friend's portion. And he's going to have to owe money to the attorney. After all is said and done, the half-brothers get their share. He, the other half-brother gets a share. And my best friend owes owes money to the attorney, a few hundred dollars. Now, that is a lesson, that a challenge that is unique to him and his story and his journey. The universe gives us exactly what we need when we need it. This struggle is real. However, the struggle is necessary for your peace and for your growth. If I told you that you are going to have to pay, I don't know, $500 for more peace for maybe 6 months or a year, would you pay it? See, it's interesting how how easy it is to pay for an object, material thing. Now, I'm not making a judgment. I go shopping too. But to recognize and realize and to prioritize, I'm gonna give you more peace that's gonna last for the rest of your life. You want it? How much would you pay for it? How much would you pay for more peace? Is that even a value? I can tell you the hospice patients, they valued it right at the end. Right at the end. So all I'm wanting to share is value that peace, value happiness, value that vibration of contentment, value that now. And everything else is just going to come into, is going to fall into place. Value peace now. Or not. When I talk about going deep, living, and I've done a show about living at the bottom of the ocean, living deep, staying there. Well, what does that mean? What does that look like? What does that feel like? What do you practice? The practice is valuing peace and surrendering to whatever is happening in the moment, surrendering without resistance, whatever is happening in the moment. Why? Because the journey, because what you're experiencing is part of, let me go back to this quote. I love it. What is in your way is part of your way. So surrender. See, if you quickly go to, this is happening for a reason, I trust, this is benefiting me, this is for my betterment, I know in the, life is serving you. Life is not working against you. Never. You are always supported. I don't care how it feels. I know. But you are always supported. Be okay with uncertainty, not knowing, and allow others to be themselves without judging them, making comments or suggestions. Letting go of this illusion that you have control over what's going on, over what's happening. Be patient. Ooh, that's a tough one. Be patient. Can you be patient with the unfolding? Your journey is unfolding. Can you be a patient? Because let me tell you something. The real question is, when I'm around people, I gravitate. I'm looking. Where is their peace? Are they peaceful? It's easy to put on a face or put on, talk about being on stage. You put on your costume, you put on your face. But who are you when you're at home? Who are you when you're by yourself are you at peace? Only you can answer that question. Are you at peace with yourself? Are you at peace with this life? And if not, guess what? Happiness is a practice skill. Well, what do you practice? What do you practice? Well, you practice eliminating all the behaviors that subtract from happiness, having expectations, comparing yourself to others, worrying, having attachments, being in someone else's business. Ooh-wee, that's a tough one. Worrying. And what do you practice to add to your peace? It's very simple. Know the difference between the ego's voice and the universal guidance. The ego is always going to have some kind of problem going. Be yourself. Be more. Who are you? When I say be yourself, it's really about who are you? Really, to the core. Are you do? Who are you? Choose your focus. Choose your perspective. When you go deep enough, you will only find peace. Deep is where peace lives. Deep is where peace lives. What's important to you? What do you want to feel on your deathbed when you're breathing your last breath? What is it? I wish I could have made more trips. I wish I would have made more money. I don't think those things are going to be on your list, but who knows? Maybe they will. But if peace is what you're after, and it's peace is a skill, inner peace is a practice skill, it's the same. Oh, let me throw this out before we get off the show. I can't believe it's 45 minutes so quickly. Of course, you're probably listening and you're, oh, God, she keeps talking. Oh, the numbers to call in. Well, I had two people listening, but no one wants to join in the conversation. That's okay. Anyway, you can call in 646-564-9619 for next week. But let me get back to the struggle is real. The struggle is real, and the struggle is real good. The struggle is there for you. The struggle is there for you and an opportunity to grow. The more you grow, the more peace you're going to find. What else is there? You can still do everything you're doing, but now you have a big, big suitcase of peace that you're carrying around. The ultimate way to live. Well, that's the end of today's show. Thank you for listening to Reality Spirituality Radio. The truth about happiness is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RLNorrington. LinkedIn, my Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I have a couple of YouTube videos. I'm going to be getting a podcast where people can call in live and ask questions. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be found on Amazon. And my second book, Program for Unhappiness, is going to be out sometime this year. Well, maybe. Who knows? Until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving, always changing, always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient. And be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, happiness specialist and inner peace practitioner, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Have a conscious week, and remember, Happiness is a practice skill. Your experience in every moment reflects on what you practice. Have a great week, conscious week.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
You got a question for RLM?
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Get real.
Time to get real.